This is Ruben.
Yes, hi. I had one and still have another different one. Business loan with you guys, and I wanted to check in real quick to see if I might be able to do another one.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me one second. I can bring up your account. Let me bring up a search screen here, please.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of your business?
Jehovah Jireh. JehovaJireh. Jehovah Jireh in all.
I remember working with you. I'm actually the underwriter.
Your odd name, right?
I was the underwriter. I spoke with your company. Your rep is actually no longer here. His name is John Neely, but I actually underwrote your file. You did some equipment and working capital with us, correct?
Yes. So the working capital is done, and now we have a loan through one of our equipment loan. But now I was thinking of adding a piece on to the equipment that I currently have.
Yeah. What kind of
equipment? And so I was just curious how much it would be.
Yeah, let me, I'm more than happy to help you. What kind of equipment are you trying to add on?
It's just another wavelength. I don't know if that makes any sense. It's not a headpiece, it's nothing. It's just another application to the machine itself that allows us to do other treatments.
Oh, like an attachment.
It's an attachment, yeah.
How much does it cost that you're looking for?
$29,000.
Okay, and which vendor are you working with? Is it the same supplier?
Icon, the same one, yeah.
Okay. Give me one second. And it's a separate asset, though. It doesn't, like, bolt to the other piece. It doesn't, like, weld in, correct?
It just connects right into the handpiece.
But it's not. It's a separate piece of equipment. It doesn't become like you don't weld it in permanently, correct?
No. I mean, if you saw what it is that I'm buying for $29,000, you'd probably be like, "Are you serious?" It's just this little chip. So yeah, it's nothing that's being added or welded or put on to the machine itself.
And when are you looking to get the equipment?
Well, I just wanted to see how much it's going to cost. They're trying to get me to buy it today because it's the end of their quarter. But, I mean, I can put a deposit down on it.
Yeah. Let's see. So, but, is this Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay. And I still have you and Robert as the owners, or the two major owners. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're not looking for any capital right now, correct?
No.
Okay.
I actually didn't even really want to do this. I was hoping to just pay cash, but I'm just a little bit short, so I was like,
Okay. Well, let's figure this out. So, okay.
Trying to pull up the invoice.
Not a problem.
Pretty sure the invoice was just at 29.
Do you have my email?
I don't think so.
Right, so my email, do you have a pen handy?
Yeah.
Is R. Goldstein, that's RGOLDSTEIN, at bankofcardiff.com.
STIN?
EIN.
Do you EIN, okay.
Yeah, can you send me a quick...
STEIN.
Yeah, R. Goldstein, RGOLDSTEIN, at bankofcardiff.com. Can you send me a quick email to make sure I received it? Just a quick test email.
Yeah.
I'm in front of my computer right now.
Do you want me to send you the quote?
Yeah, if you could send me the quote, it'd be great.
Okay. All right, I'll send that to you right now.
All right, let me just make sure I'm getting it. I'm going to stay with you real quick.
Okay, because when I'm talking to you, for some reason, my phone is not letting me get to the email.
Okay. So my direct line is 858.
Okay.
866-9102. Uh-huh. And since I underwrote this transaction, I'll just be able to help you guide you start through finish. It's going to be really simple. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if we can basically do it's called an add-on, which is just a separate piece of equipment without going through a lot of underwriting. What I'd like you to also do is send me over your last 3 months business bank statements when you have a chance.
last 3 months bank statements.
Business bank statements.
Okay. I'm not at home. That's why I'm like, okay, let me figure out how I'm going to get those. Okay.
Yeah, and I think we'd be easily able to give you an approval within a few hours on Monday morning.
Excuse me, sorry. Now, my question is, how much do you think that's going to be monthly?
Are you trying to do the short term or long term? What did we do last time?
I think with the Cyton I have now, it's 5 years.
Okay. And by the way, if my line disconnects, I've been having some phone issues, it's not me hanging up on you, just give me a quick ring back.
That's fine. No problem. And I mean, that's the main reason, that's the one thing I want to know, like, right now, is what is the payment, and then I can decide whether I'm just going to pay cash for it or do it this way.
Okay. So, I guess
that gives me an idea.
Yeah, so I think oftentimes, and I hear this a lot, and let me just address the issue, a lot of customers are like, hey, I either want to do 5 years or pay cash, and that's not necessarily what you have to do. We can offer you 2 through 5 years. So is your goal to kind of keep the payback to a minimum, but also not put cash up front if possible?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't really want to pay on it for $30,000 for 5 years.
Okay.
But at the same time, you know, you don't want to, like, it's still a chunk of change, but I would rather have some cash in the bank than...
That's fine. That's very reasonable. It's common sense, kind of, in a sense. So let me give you an idea of where I think you'd be, be on this kind of transaction. I'm not going to suggest a 5-year term. We can always give you a discount for paying off early, but I definitely think if you've got a lot of cash on hand, you don't need to do a 5-year note. It just doesn't make sense. So let's give you some ideas on what you're looking at through Bank of Cardiff, okay?
Okay. Yeah, that would help. Before I go through all the other stuff and try and figure it out, and then, or even at this point, I just look at it and go,
Well, I think we can give you a discount because you're an existing customer, so you'll benefit on both sides. But let me give you an idea of where I think you'd be at on, say, a 3-year term, and probably you can tell me what you think. I think on a 3-year term, you'd probably be looking at payments of, give or take, around $1,000.
Okay. What's the interest or something on that?
There's not going to be a separation of interest and principal, but if you're financing $29,000, you'd be paying $7,000 of finance charges over 3 years. So you just take that $7,000, you divide it by 3 years, because that's the number of periods. So you'd be looking at about $2,300 of interest per year to borrow, $29,000. It's a pretty competitive offer. In terms of that cost is going to go slightly down over 5 years, but I think what's important to you is, you want to do something that helps you out, but not necessarily be committed for. You don't want to borrow, if you did a 5-year deal. If you did a 5-year deal, just to give you an idea, the payback, if you did 5 years, the payment's going to be around, say, $625 to $650, give or take. So you're going to pay, quite a bit more. So I can give you a program where you're not going to have to be committed to such a long-term financing since you're kind of cash heavy right now. That's completely fine.
Okay.
And we can even do something as short as, say, a year or two if you really want to. I don't suggest it, but we can do that as well.
No, that really changes the payments, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I know, because then part of me is like, well, what if I was to put, like, let's see, where am I at? What if I put $10,000 down?
You could, but if it's okay if I share my, like, opinion with you. That's all right. I'm not going to rub you the wrong way.
Yeah, right? No worries. No, not at all.
You're not going to get a quote-unquote better or worse deal by putting money down. I really wouldn't suggest it. You're going to probably have to put 2 payments due at signing anyways. So I'm not a fan of doing all these exotic programs. If you really want, we could probably do a 2-year program to minimize your payback. And once I get you approved and get your bank statements, I can go through a lot of different options, and you can always say yes or no. But I'm just trying to give you some pretty accurate terms.
Well, I think what I'm looking at right now is, like, how much is this going to increase? If I do financing, how much does it increase my monthly payments?
Yeah.
And how much am I really going to be, like, is it feasible? Am I going to be making enough money to pay it? So I'm just trying to, like, go back in my mind and my head and going, how many of these am I going to sell every month?
That's a good
cover
question.
That, plus you want to make money. I'm thinking.
I think if you're looking to match this, I definitely think then doing this as a transaction where paying cash probably wouldn't make sense, because then you're stacking a lot of money into an asset that you don't know what the revenue generation is. you really want to match up, I think, the payment to the expense. How much additional revenue will this make you?
At this point, I'm just kind of guessing. There's no, like, the only cost on it is my upfront cost. So that's why we're interested in it, because there are a lot of other procedures out there where you buy it. And then now you have a ton of money to maintain it. I don't know if you've done any skull sculpting. Have you had anybody buy skull sculpting machines through you yet?
I've done a lot of dermatology equipment. So I guess the way that I see things is, if you get this equipment, how many additional services can you offer, and what does that bring to you in terms of revenue per month? What kind of
this one in particular is only one additional service to the machine I already have.
Okay.
And I just don't know. I'm kind of predicting at this point going, well, I think we can do quite well with it. But at this point, I'm wondering, I don't know how much it's going to increase. Is it only going to increase by $1,000 a month, or is it going to increase by a couple $1,000 a month? I don't know.
Then I would probably suggest, this is what my suggestion is, and what you're saying makes complete sense, and definitely I think you're hesitant to drop $30,000 into something with not knowing what it's going to do. Because if you drop $30,000 into it, yeah, you avoid a few bucks of interest, but at the end of the day, you've got to wait, 30 months to even break even.
To get it.
That's a lot of money.
Right. So the only reason why I'm truly calling right now is because the headpiece itself normally is $40,000.
So you're
because it's the end, it's because it's the end of his quarter, and today is his last day. He's like, "Look, I'll get it to you at 30," and I'm kind of like, "That's great," but I haven't even really gotten a chance to really like digest the idea of it. And I'm sure he's going to have another end of quarter, not too far from now.
I think either way you're going to get a good deal, but you really have to match up, I think, revenue to expenses. My thought process is, based on what you're telling me, we actually have a lot of end-of-quarter specials, and I'm more than happy to just put a note in your file, and even though you won't fund before the end of the quarter, attach whatever discount I can. That's not a problem. But you're probably, my suggestion is, once you're approved, and I can go through all options, I can give you a 60-month, a 48-month, and walk through all the options, but I'd probably suggest something around 48 to 60 months to give you a lot of breathing.
Okay.
At the end of the day, you can
I think I'm going to do... Because I have a feeling the next end of quarter is like at the end of Christmas. And that's going to give me a couple more months to sit on this. And then I can go through everything with you versus like, I got to do it tonight. You know what I mean? Because he basically is like, I need $10,000 tonight and I'll lock you in. Then I'm kind of stuck and I'm like, okay, maybe this is, and then you're like, well, we can't get you out till Monday. And I'm like, yeah, this is...
Well, no, there's no way that you would be able to sign documents with us today and us to pay them today. That's impossible.
No, I understand that. But even just being able to go through all of, like, what really is our best way to go about which loan to get, you need information, and we need to be able to talk and go, okay, let's go this route. I need a little bit more time.
Absolutely. Just to walk you through the process so you're ready, my name is Ruben Goldstein. My extension is 114. John Ailey, really great guy. He's just no longer with us, but you need 3 months of bank statements to give you an update on this dollar amount, just to give you an idea. In 60 months, you're going to keep your payments very, very low. You're going to keep your payments quite low, well under the $1,000 you're looking at. If you do say just a 2-year term, obviously your financing, is well in excess of $1,000 a month because it's $30,000. Probably a 3 or 4 year term makes sense. When you want to apply, we're more than happy to get you an approval. Approvals last for 60 days to 90 days, and you can decide what you want to do with it. Whatever works for you is best.
Okay. I think I like that. I like that better. We can just kind of take it a little bit slower than having to jump on it like right this second. Okay. But that at least gives me a good idea. It's like a car loan. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, no, it's a car loan. It's $30,000. So, okay. Well, you guys did a great job the first time, so that's why I called you back.
Okay, I appreciate that. Well, yeah, give me a call. Look out for your email, and you can call me anytime.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm sure you'll hear from me in December. So, all right, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.